Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello again. This is Genevieve Jones, and welcome to the program. My name is Genevieve. I am a born again Christian of transgender persuasion. Well, who happens to be transgender? I trust that your day is going well. Coming back from a long hiatus, been much been happening, but things are looking up, it's going good. I just pray that this show, that this program that we have, be a blessing to many of you. And I just pray that it touches your heart in some way, or if you know someone who is listening by these airwaves, please invite them in to listen. Today's lesson, there's so many things the Word brings out to us. And today's lesson, I decided to focus on partiality. There's been so much happening in our country in the last week, much less past few years or so. And one of these issues that came up is people being separated, people separating themselves because they belong to this or want to identify with this. You're not a part of me because you're not like me, or you don't think like me. But what does the Bible say about partiality? Today's lesson will be taken from the second chapter of James, New Testament. And I will read verse 1 through verse 7. My brothers and sisters, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person with dirty clothes comes in, and if you take notice of this one wearing fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while the one with the poor who's poor, you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet." Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with your thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and the heirs that he has promised to those who love him? If you have dishonored the poor, you cannot be rich of, or curse you, you cannot they who drag you into court, you cannot they that blaspheme the excellent name that is spoken to me. Why I brought this lesson today is because seems like in our country now that people are separating by their ideology, here's somebody titles don't really matter, just separation. Even in our, sadly, even in our, some of our churches, some of our denominations, it's a separation. One of the issues has been with the LGBTQ plus community. Some factions will accept this, others will not accept LGBTQ plus family people. And it has become a dividing point. But are they being judged? Why are they being judged? Christ died for everybody. Is it because we don't, no, they don't think like so-called what it is to be normal, whatever that might be? Is it because that they look different? Is it because they act different? Maybe people worship a different way? Is it because of maybe it was a misconceptions that some was a worse sinner than anybody else? We're all sinners. You know, we're all sinners. You know, we need God's mercy. There are no degrees of sin, absolutely no degrees of sin. It's just that we all must come to God with forgiveness, grace, mercy. And one thing about partiality is that God has always judged them. And God will judge them. I am Christian. I have been a child of God and saved by the grace of God for almost 50 years. I also happen to be a person who's transgender. Now, some might say that, well, you went into that lifestyle. Well, it's not a lifestyle. God created each person the way that they wanted them, that He wanted them chosen to be. Sometimes you hear the thing, you hear this comment, well, God doesn't make mistakes. God didn't make a mistake. Friend here. God doesn't make a mistake with anybody. I'm reminded that God has used many different types of people. God has used everybody from kings, queens, to shepherds, to people who were ordinary people like the apostles. They were fishermen. And God could use anybody that He deems, anybody He deems worthy. As a Christian, we're never to show any kind of partiality toward anybody. Remember, as a Christian, Christ died for all of us. Christ died to save sinners. Think about it, of the gospel is love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and to love the neighbor as yourself. That person is different from you. He or she is your neighbor. I've always believed that God brings a person into the church because I always believe that God does bring people into church for a reason. No, it's not for me to judge what they've done, why they've done, who they are. That's not for anybody to judge. I'm to welcome them, treat them as I would like to treat them. Make them feel comfortable, make them feel part of them. And every time get to know them. They'll get to share with them. Because it's important that you know that, no one actually knows what a person is going through. If God's put that person to let that person to where you are, maybe I'll let that person to you. You never know how God is working in that person. Just like when I came to Christ, I saw steps, looking back, I said, steps that God had taken in my life. I took away, He took away, a lot of things that I went through. He took away. It was like wandering through a valley. I wandered through a valley for several months. Everything that I knew previously was gone. Now here I was in the middle of the desert. Didn't know which way to go, which where to turn to. So I had to keep going. But God led me. God was guiding me through His divine grace. He was guiding me. And just because somebody's struggling or different, he isn't, he's just as valuable to God as anybody else. We also must demonstrate what it is to show unconditional love. This is just me speaking. It's just my own thing. It's nothing scriptural about it. I believe that when LGBT, most notably trans, came to the forefront of our politics and society, I believe that it put some institutions, religious, whatever, particularly religious institutions, to the test. I mentioned earlier, God says, love your neighbor as yourself. You may not understand that person, you may not maybe agree with what that person says, but he or she is your neighbor. And we're to love unconditionally. We love people just because they look like us, act like us, think like us, believe like us. See, no two people believe the same. Each one of us has different experiences. And everybody's experience is valid. We all come through trials and tribulations, our own trials and tribulations. But God brings us God brings us to the same place. One of the blessed things that I've had is being able to embrace people of all backgrounds and persuasion. It doesn't matter, regardless of a person's political beliefs, what their race is, what their gender is, how they look, or how they don't look, which is really immaterial. I'm more interested in the person. And Jesus tells us to be more interested in those, the person as God is in the future. In 1 Corinthians 12:26-28, it says, "We are the body of Christ." It has nothing to do with race, gender, sexuality, or economic status. See, one thing in the body of Christ, everybody has different gifts and talents. One talent is better than another. I played a lot of sports. One of the things that everybody has a different talent, skill set, I like to say. And though we may have different skill sets, The whole idea is for us to work together as a unit. You notice that some of the best teams have best teams win all the time simply because everybody works together. Everybody has a role, know their role. Understand the things that they need to understand, what their strengths, what their weaknesses are. And as a unit, they work together. And the outcome is that everybody will benefit. Everybody will benefit. One reason why the New Orleans Patriots in the NFL with one reason they're successful. It's the fact that everybody works together. They all have a common goal. In Indiana, regardless of whatever the talent level is, everybody ends up being winners. And that's the way I believe God looks at everybody as a winner. We can demonstrate what it really means to show up. I've got, everybody's at a different point in their life. Some people are going through things, some people are blessed. You're blessed, thank God. Those of you who are struggling, I pray for you. So God will bless you. I'm thankful for you being you. Thank you for being able to meet you, being able to speak. And this is the way Jesus was. He met people where they were. He was criticized for sitting with tax collectors and sinners. But Jesus was comfortable with whoever he was with, why he met people where they were. And as Christians, we should meet people where they are. Because why? Because remember that Jesus met us where we were. When I met Christ, I was an emotional mess. I was lost. I didn't know what I wanted out of life. I wanted to have a purpose in life. And when Jesus saved me, I actually found the purpose. God had changed me from within. I was changed from within. And much later on, when I dealt with my struggles with my gender issues, God was still there. I prayed to God. I asked what it's all, I didn't understand what all meant, but I trusted him. And this is where God has led me up to now. I had to be a trans experience. Well, God still loves me, nevertheless. He's guiding me. He guides me. I study the Word. I try to do my best to be an example to others. And most important of all is treat other people as they are. A lot of people out there are hurting because of this, people are mistreated. Doesn't matter whatever gender you are, it doesn't matter whatever gender or whatever sexuality or race, doesn't matter about that. There's a lot of people hurting. People that hurt, being hurt is not discriminatory. A lot of people out there hurting. We're to encourage them, we're to strengthen them. We're to love them, embrace them. Keep them in our prayers. And we're never, ever, ever, never, ever to judge anybody. Go a little further and go to sort of verse 9. It says, if you show partiality, it's sin, and it's sin by the law of transgression. That's self-explanatory. And one thing God has always does is partiality. Earlier in the scripture, it says that God has chosen the poor. Let's go back here. Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to rich in faith, and to be heirs of the kingdom he has promised to those who love him. Verse 6, but have you not dishonored the poor? Is not rich that bless you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that has spoken to you? And aside here, I'm not saying, there are many people who are rich and there are many people who are Christians. So I'm not downtrodden or anybody. There are many people who are wealthy and who are Christians. They don't have Christ in their hearts and many wonderful things. But it isn't so much that we seek. You know, I always said, you know, do whatever you can to improve your own quality of life. But we're not supposed to, we never show partiality to anybody. You know, one of the issues that we have is in the trans community in particular is people who have have surgery, people who don't have surgery. Now, it's just, you know, people who I always said, whoever had surgery, God bless them. I wish them well. There are people who don't have surgery. But no one should be judged or made less, feel less than a person because they don't do something that you do or I do. Everybody, as I mentioned earlier, everybody's at a different point in their life. And everybody has their own reason, but we ought to treat them as we would want to be treated. I mean, a good example is Jesus forgave those who were persecuting him. He even forgave those who he was hanging on the cross. He forgave them. I'm not sure. Now, Scripture doesn't reveal when after he said that, maybe some person was touched by that. Never know. God works in mysterious ways. But the most important thing is that we treat everyone as we want to be treated. We're Christians, we want that we show know how we love God by our love to them, other people. We're not to judge anybody. We're not to show partiality to anybody. You know, I've had the wonderful pleasure of meeting people that most likely I would have never met. You know, being a person in the LGBT community, I've met people that most likely I would have never met. Yeah, I've met any wonderful people. I've met